on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1978. Time Machine takes us to December of 1978. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making news. $3 fee proposed for car pollution inspection. Because of the Clean Air Act of 1977, San Mateo County is under pressure to reduce pollution, as the state has ordered cars to be less polluting of the atmosphere. Supervisors want to charge $3 per inspection to help offset the cost of conforming to a newly passed state bill mandating car inspection. And needy poor get charity baskets at Christmas. Christmas baskets were distributed to 82 families on the coastside by the Coastside Opportunity Center for a few days before Christmas. Used toys included in the basket were provided by the U.S. Marine Corps with their Toys for Tot program. And boy, killed in fumes, a fishing boat engine. A 16-year-old Santa Cruz area boy was killed and his friend nearly died when carbon monoxide leaked in the cabin of their commercial fishing vessel near Half Moon Bay. The two had been sleeping just above the exhaust manifold when it malfunctioned. It's 1978, and because of the oil crisis, Japanese car imports account for half of the U.S. import market. The first even cellular mobile phone is introduced in Illinois, and Space Invaders appears in arcades, launching a craze for computer video games. Sweden is the first country to recognize the effect of the aerosol sprays on the ozone layer and bans the sale. The serial killer, David Berkowitz, son of Sam, is convicted of murder after terrorizing New York for 12 months. In other news, Egypt makes peace with Israel as the result of the Camp David peace treaty. The dollar plunges to a record low against many European currencies, and gold reached an all-time high of $200 per ounce. What is the 1978 cost of living? Inflation is over 7.5%, with average income of $17,000. Average monthly rent is $260, with a gallon of gas going for 63 cents. You heard it right, 63 cents a gallon. Wow. Popular music, disco is the rage. And this singer-songwriter from North Carolina hits gold record status. Here's Alisa Bridges with I Love the Nightlife.
We had for fixing this group.
this singer-songwriter was born on Long Island, New York, and has his first hit record in 1974. And in the fall of 1978, he produced a 16-week hit that went platinum. Here's Billy Joel with My Life. For another ride in the KHMB time machine to another great year. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. into the future.